With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House overwhelmingly rejects legislation keeping the government open by a vote of 174-235. Congress has until midnight tonight to come up with a way to fund the government. Kamala Harris cancels a trip to California and returns to the White House Thursday night. President Biden and his family were seen arriving at the White House from Delaware. A Wall Street Journal report is detailing efforts of President Biden's inner circle to cover up his mental decline. The report reveals how those close to Biden shielded him from those who may have interfered with those controlling Biden. The American economy grew during the third quarter.
The Commerce Department reports a healthy 3.1% annual growth rate during the period from July through September, up 0.1% from the second quarter, propelled by strong consumer spending at a 3.7% pace and aided by an uptick in exports to 9.6%. Business investment lagged at 0.8%, but investment in equipment expanded to 10.8%. U.S. GDP growth has now topped 2% in 8 of the last 9 quarters. George Williams reporting.
New rules for packaged food.
Under a new rule, a product claiming to be healthy must contain a certain amount of food from one or more food groups, such as fruit, vegetables, grains, dairy, and protein. For the first time, the rule sets certain limits for added sugars. Foods must also limit sodium and saturated fat at levels that depend on the type of product. No longer worthy of being labeled healthy food are sugary cereals, highly sweetened yogurts, white bread, and some granola bars. Avocados, olive oil, salmon, eggs, and some trail mix can be labeled healthy. Food manufacturers have until 2028 to comply. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is spreading in Canada.
According to the latest report from the country's national health care system, one in every 20 Canadians who died last year did so of their own volition and with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide was up 16% in Canada in 2023 over 2022, even as the government has expanded the categories of people who can request it. Pro-life advocates and clergymen have warned that legalizing a so-called right to die will very quickly become a duty to die, particularly for the elderly and handicapped. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A couple drops a lawsuit that led to the Alabama Supreme Court to rule earlier this year that frozen embryos are human beings who have legal rights. The couple filed suit after the frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility. Alabama High Court then ruled that under an 1872 law, the couple could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. This is SRN News. Your Christmas gifts could be delayed, correspondent Laura Winters explains.
With Christmas just a few days away, some 10,000 Amazon workers at 7 facilities in 4 states, including right here in Georgia, Illinois, California, and Queens, New York, say they're joining the Teamsters to go on strike. They're fighting for higher wages, better benefits, and safer conditions at work. The number of potential Amazon workers walking off the job accounts for less than 1% of the company's U.S. workforce. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Officials say FBI agents searched the home of a Los Angeles deputy mayor this week as part of an investigation into whether he made a bomb threat against City Hall. A statement from the office of Mayor Karen Bass says she was notified of Tuesday's search at the residence of Brian Williams as part of a probe into an alleged threat. Williams is the deputy mayor for public safety. More details at srnnews.com.